Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second, the center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth, the catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth, the DH, Dave Engel. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Terry Francona. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Manrique hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Martinez scores. Manrique moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcoviche bunts towards the mound. Higuera juggles the ball. That's an error on Higuera. Manrique scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perez. Sheffield moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheffield moves to third. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Karkoviche moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. Gallagher moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don August now pitching. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manrique moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Deer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Gallagher goes all the way around to score. Baines moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-0, White Sox. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martinez. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Braggs moves to second. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Engel takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. Don Paul now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Surhoff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Gus Polidor now playing third base. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Baines reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. 1 out. It's 11-2, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polidor fields it and throws to second for the out. Boston moves to third. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. There goes Martinez trying to get to third. Yount throws the ball into Polidor, who tags Martinez for the out. It's 12-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Schaefer now playing third base. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Engel is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Jeff Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schaefer hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carcoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carcoviche hits a pop-up towards third. Polidor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen is 0-for-5 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Polidor hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sheffield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.